See everything they have to offer at their Facebook page, on Instagram as well, or at their own website, heirloomjewelers.com. 260-0066.
All right, if you can catch the update that Rich Thomas just phoned in, the information is now available on my Facebook page. Let me grab this call. Yeah, okay. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey. I'm having to make almost an emergency trip to Gadsden, and it looks like a storm's moving in. Should I wait till tomorrow morning and just tell the neighbors to take care of Mom? Well, she's not deathly ill, but go ahead.
You'll be able to get to Gadsden.
You'll be okay. Depending
on coming in late tonight.
Yeah, what time are you leaving today?
That's the problem. I'm running into a lot of things I've got to do here before I leave. Part of it's tax stuff and go to Social Security office and all that kind of crap.
I think as a backup, you should have somebody ready.
If you're leaving before, what's the drive to, what's the hour drive to Gadsden? What is that?
It's 130 miles. It's about 2.5 hour drive.
2.5 hour drive. I mean, if you're out of here by probably 4 or something, you'd probably be okay to get there. Because this stuff's not coming in until this evening and then late tonight.
Okay, and it'd probably be gone by in tomorrow morning, right?
I don't know how long it's hanging around. That I don't know. I know when it's starting. I don't know when it's ending, though.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate because I've been listening to you for about 40-something years.
Oh, well, wonderful. Thanks, man. What's your name? Because I don't have you in our draw, or maybe I do. I don't know. What's your name?
Dave.
Dave, first letter.
T, last initial. I got a prize. I was going to get in there a while back. Gosh, it's been 3 weeks now.
What was the last, what'd you say your last initial was?
T, but I normally go by Bugman.
Oh, okay. I got you in there for the drawing.
All right, we appreciate the call. I just got another, man. Another vote for Budell Boulevard.
Okay.
So I passed it along. And I did the chat.
Not Budell Bypass, Budell Boulevard.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's classier.
The Boulevard's classier.
Bypass.
The Boulevard is classier.
Yeah, it is.
The Boulevard.
When was the last time you ever saw a dumpy boat? Well, Eastern Boulevard. I take it back. And I apologize. So I went to Chat BT and I said, write about talk show host Greg Budell. And yeah. I will share with you what it produced. And it did it in less than 30 seconds after the command.
Oh, no, it's fast. Yeah, exactly.
Kind of frightening, Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, they could replace... No, they'll never replace us.
What I worry about is your daughter. Graphic arts.
Yeah.
AI art is getting better and better and much better.
We're trying not to think about that.
I know. Well, I mean, I'm not purporting that it needs to take that place. I think it's horrible.
Could be... That somebody with a graphic arts background, and she can do it all, could give better commands for better results.
I agree. I do think it has its place. I don't think it has its place in replacing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's all about the prompt.
I have it. It's a good tool for graphic designers to use, not as a replacement for graphic designers.
Gotcha. Okay, I'm learning less now. I cannot, as Rich Thomas himself would say...
Boy, look at the time.
I'm sorry.
No, it's... we'll just be finishing the 7 o'clock hour around 8:10. Oh, my.
Very busy all over the city this morning, and we do have one accident now. McGee Road at Governor's Drive. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding there. Buckle up, drive carefully. We're busy on the interstates, especially through the interchange at downtown Montgomery. And, of course, Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway, two of our busiest inlets into Montgomery this morning. Other than the one accident at McGee at Governor's Drive, we're looking pretty good around the city. Buckle up, be safe. We will keep you updated. Festival Plaza has it all. Stop by Bougie Nails and Spa. Sheer experience and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor and Vaughn, a Collier's Vantage Development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Baltimore officials have opened a temporary shipping route around the wreckage of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in a bid to get trade and movement of goods in and out of the port up and running as soon as possible. The first section of the collapsed bridge was removed from the Patapsco River over the weekend as the effort continues to get the port up and running as usual. Gasoline prices have surged higher at the outset of 2024, stressing household budgets and complicating efforts to cool inflation. Since the beginning of the year, the average national price for a gallon of unleaded regular gas has jumped nearly 14%, amounting to an increase of more than 40 cents per gallon. That's according to AAA. United Airlines has offered voluntary unpaid leave to its pilots next month as delays in aircraft deliveries from Boeing has left it overstaffed. That's according to company and union memos. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.
Need storage? Riverway Storage is a 20-acre secure and monitored facility storing personal and household items, RVs, campers, and boats. They're all a part of their service. Recreational vehicles can be stored outside or under two types of covered buildings. Their facility has plenty of room, even for heavy equipment. For your convenience, registration and payments can be made online. A locally owned business located just off Redland Road at 480 Old Rifle Range Road near Wetumpka, just off Highway 231 on the way to the lakes. Visit their website at riverwaystorage.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Our hearts, they're in everything we do. We follow our hearts. We cross our hearts. We have heart to hearts. And that's why it's time. Time to raise the bar for comprehensive heart care in Central Alabama. By combining the advanced technology of Baptist Health with the expert cardiologist of Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates, we are leading the way in the treatment and prevention of heart disease. With a skilled cardiovascular team and innovative procedures to treat complex cases and deliver a continuum of care that's not offered anywhere else in the region. Keeping your heart healthy and helping you recover sooner. It's a partnership that will give cardiac patients more quality time. Time to be together with loved ones for the times that matter most. Baptist Health and Montgomery Cardiovascular Associates. A partnership that's taking heart care to the next level.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
All right, let's go back to the, we were talking about ChatGTP. Remember, it was more than 6 months ago.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
We had it right about me and Rich. Did we do that?
You did me as well, but it had nothing on me. And I think Rich's was pretty wrong as well. Yours put fact and fiction together. Like, it got some parts right,
yeah.
And then it was way off on other parts.
Well, but this time it filled out several paragraphs very quickly. So let's see what it has to say. I asked it to write about me. That is very narcissistic behavior, by the way. I admit it. So let's see what it has to say here. Greg Udell is a charismatic.
What a bunch of crap.
I'm not gonna read it.
Well, we're done. What? You're charismatic? Why are you not? You don't believe you're charismatic?
If I were delivering people to Jesus, you know, aren't those folks called charismatic? I don't know.
I'll skip that other word and just say you're a talk show host.
Seasoned. That's right, yeah, I'm seasoned to the sun.
Who has captivated his audiences with wit, charm, and insightful commentary for decades.
What a bunch of crap.
Oh, look at you.
Well, I mean, it's with a career spanning a number of years in the radio industry. Udell has established himself as a respected voice in the world of talk radio, known for his engaging conversational style and ability to connect with listeners on a personal level. That's true.
Turn
Richard's
on. There we go.
You go ahead. This is much more modest if you do it.
Scroll down some more. I want to see. He began his career in the late 70s. His talent and passion for broadcasting soon caught the attentions of audiences and industry insiders alike. One of Udell's greatest strengths as a talk show host is his ability to create a welcoming and inclusive atmosphere on air. Udell treats everyone with respect and empathy. He's also a talented writer.
Hey, that's a bonus.
Penning articles and essays on a wide range, his insightful commentary and unique perspective have earned him a loyal following of readers who appreciate his honesty and authenticity. Throughout his career, Bedell has remained dedicated to his craft, constantly evolving and adapting the ever-changing landscape of the media industry. His passion for broadcasting and commitment to excellence. This is a resume. summary, Greg Bedell is more than just a talk show host. He's a seasoned, there's that word again, seasoned.
Seasoned, yeah.
Yeah. He is a,
like a French fry.
I know, professional, a talented communicator, and a trusted voice in the world of radio. With his engaging personality, Bedell has left an indelible mark on the industry and continues to entertain and inspire audiences around the world.
I have left a few stains here and there, but okay.
That worked.
That's my column for me. I'm just going to copy and paste that, send it to Jim Watson at Boom Magazine, and I'm good to go.
Like, do you know, okay, so do you know what your next, well, it's too early to say. I was going to say, do you know what your next topic was going to be?
Well, all this influencer crap. And
well, that's what comes out today. I'm talking about your next one.
Well, I did the same thing about 10 years ago, and it's basically the theory is that for all their macho-ness and everything else, most men need a mother or a mother figure somewhere in their life to keep them on the rails.
So you should ask ChatGPT to write an essay.
So it's going to write a sweet, not morbid, not depressing, not maudlin, a tribute to Mommy the Swami. Because the whole story behind that relationship is kind of cool.
And that's going to be for Mother's Day anyway.
Yeah,
that
for
works.
May.
Yeah, that works. Now, you don't want ChatGPT to write that. That needs to come from you.
Yeah, but maybe June. Maybe June.
Who's June?
Cleaver.
Okay.
It's the month of... We'll have a little Mitch Hedberg comedy here in a moment. And I may need that resume because we're just running slightly behind today.
Oh, yeah.
Just a tad behind.
Sorry.
My thanks into perpetuity. Every time I look out in the yard and around the house, I'm just stunned at the incredible job the Tree Masters did for us. Wow. And yeah, I watched them. I watched the equipment they used to pull up stumps. That thing, man, you want to mess around with that. Bushes that we had cut down, all the stumps had to be removed. Three trees came down, and it's the way they do it. In fact, four neighbors who happened, because you could see they were using a cherry picker and stuff to bring down, to cut down the taller tree. Four neighbors hired them to do work for them while they were working on my place because they were so impressed. And of course, everything was removed and gone, no mess, and just a phenomenal professional job. So if you've got trees you want to trim back, we have one of those too. Or you need a tree out, or you've got stumps on the property. They've got the team, the talent, and the equipment to do a great professional job. For an estimate, reach out to Tree Masters at 676-3638, 676-3638, or go to treemastersao.com. We'll have to do the Mitch Hedberg a little bit later. Let's go to the news next.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
814. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Shocking morning in Finland, where a school shooting has left one young child dead, two others seriously wounded, and the suspected gunman, also a preteen, just 12 years old. International charity World Central Kitchen suspending operations in Gaza after seven of its aid workers were killed by an airstrike. Israel expressing sorrow over the deaths, vowing an independent investigation. Iran is seething over what it says was an Israeli airstrike that killed the top Iranian general in Syria, and Tehran is vowing rapid retaliation. The wide-open Biden border and the inflation-battered Biden economy expected to be among the themes stressed by former President Trump when he visits the key battleground states of Michigan and Wisconsin. On Wall Street this morning, futures pointing to a lower open later on. The Dow futures down 234 points. NASDAQ futures off 97. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MetaShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
There's no better way to see the solar eclipse than aboard a Boeing 737 MAX. Your view won't be confined by a small window. You'll see the totality through the massive hole that just ripped through the fuselage. Experience will be breathtaking, literally, since the whole oxygen mask dropping from the overhead console thing probably doesn't work either. And your view will never be blocked by the 737's wing, because that'll fall off too. So book your solar eclipse flight aboard a Boeing 737 MAX and see what all the buzz is about. Yeah, we should maybe see what that buzz sound is all about. Probably just some loose balls.
All right, we have the latest from Rich Thomas here at 816 on approaching severe weather.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way as a cold front approaches, so our string of warm, storm-free days is about to end. Today, though, very warm for April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy. Then a line of showers and storms ahead of a cold front will move through the state this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Much cooler tomorrow with a high only in the upper 60s. In fact, we'll be in the upper 60s also on Thursday and Friday, and upper 30s on Thursday and Friday nights. A big change of reality. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome to April 2nd.
April 2nd?
Major national holiday today. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I know you love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It is peanut butter and jelly time.
Peanut butter, meat jelly.
Today, it's time for the PB&J to shine.
Ta-da! Peanut butter and jelly.
The perfect PB&J.
Happy National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
It's showtime.
I'm remembering back to the days when Emily Hayes was still part of the show.
Yay, fun.
Didn't I do grilled peanut butter and jelly and bacon sandwiches one morning?
I don't know if you did, but I do remember having one of those. Mm. The first time I had a grilled PB&J was, I think you were there. It was, oh God, it was some gas place you were doing. I'm not kidding, because they were selling the big green egg, and they had a demo unit.
Oh, yeah, yeah, cooperative propane.
I think so, yes.
That's a long time ago.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
It is a long time ago. And that was good. The first grilled peanut butter.
You know, I should have thought to do that, but without Richard, there was...
Fantastic.
What do I make breakfast for?
Make it for yourself.
I'm down 35. I've got 28 to go, and I'm going to do it.
You'll get there.
I'm going to do it. A place where you can eat awesome food and watch your weight, seriously, because everything is so fresh, delicious, seasoned, and that's Seafood Bistro.
Seasoned. Just like your
just
career.
Like me.
We're talking about the Seafood Bistro. Yes, there are some fantastic... By the way, we talk about Seafood Bistro and it's all fish. You know, we talk about fried fish and fried catfish, that sort of thing. Yes, there is food that is fried there, but you can also get a lot of those options with either blackened or grilled. So you don't have to have it fried. You don't have to worry about that. Some of the platters that they have available with the calamari and the crab claws and the catfish, the gator, the oyster, the mahi-mahi, the salmon, and the tilapia. You've got options on those. It doesn't have to be fried. So you can do a healthy thing at the Seafood Bistro. Their red beans and rice are fantastic. The seafood gumbo is great as well. And they have salads. They have a lot of salads available. Whether you want to just make your own, which you can do that. But they've also got the bistro, the Caesar, the BLT, the house salad. All of which you can add fish to. And again, doesn't have to be fried. It can be blackened or grilled if you would like it that way. You can just tell them to do that. But if, you know, you're looking for something else like that, you can go fried. It's not a problem to do that either, because those fried pickles, those fried green tomatoes, oh boy. Let me tell you, the fried green tomatoes, the vegetable cancels out the fried part. It doesn't, but it's the way I justify it anyway, because it's so good. The dragon shrimp, the crab claws, the calamari, the Cajun cheese curds, corn nuggets, the bacon cheddar fries, it's all delicious there at the Seafood Bistro. I want you to go to their website to see everything that I'm talking about here, because their website is going to have pictures of all this food. It's not going to make your choices any easier, I'll tell you that. Go to theseafoodbistro.com to have a look at the menu. Whether you're deciding what you're going to have for lunch today or what you're going to have for dinner tonight or maybe something later on down the week, you got a plan for the Final Four games, then start getting that plan in motion and calling the Seafood Bistro and letting them know what you're going to do for the weekend, whether you want to order those wings or do a bunch of boil bags and try to do something different for your gathering. Give them a call, 279-7500. Visit them online at theseafoodbistro.com. They're located at 1651 Perry Hill Road, and don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook.
Well, brainstorming exercise with Jay early this morning on food mascots.
Yeah, I think I just missed two, right?
Yeah, you did very well. 8 out of 10.
Yeah. But you've got some more.
Some are easy. Snap, Crackle, Pop, Tony the Tiger, Toucan Sam.
Some were tough, like that Nesquik bunny.
Yeah. Well, I have another sheet of these.
Okay.
And if you would like to take the food mascot test and win a Seafood Bistro gift card, call us now at 272-9228, 272-9228, and we'll, let's say, 2 out of 3 on this. That okay. should be relatively easy to do. 272-9228, and we'll look forward to your call right now.
News is brought to you by Jack Ingram Nissan. Shop now at jackingramnissan.com.
1819 News.
The Alabama Republican Party is now publicly demanding an apology from the White House for its declaration released on Easter weekend proclaiming Transgender Day of Visibility for Easter Sunday. On top of that, the Easter egg event held for military families at the White House banned the use of religious symbols or themes during the designing of Easter eggs. ALGOP Chairman John Wall called the actions approved by Joe Biden as a blatant disrespect to the Christian faith. Wall says that Biden ignoring Resurrection Day in lieu of Transgender Day of Visibility shows he's forgotten that we're one nation under God and is laughing in the face of God. Wall says the Alabama Republican Party stands in total opposition to this White House declaration. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The Tuskegee Police Department has seized $66,000 worth of illegal drugs during the month of March. Authorities say the amount of drugs seized were intended for distribution throughout that community. No more details have been released on this operation at this time. A Birmingham police officer receives a national award. Lane Harper was honored by the National Life Group and is the only officer here in the state of Alabama to be given the National Hero Award. This award is given out every year to 50 people throughout the U.S. Harper was honored for founding the Power of Life Foundation within the Birmingham community. That foundation provides food, housing, clothing, and youth development to the area. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Jack Ingram Select Used Cars is revolutionizing the car buying experience to give you the car you want with the protection you deserve. Come shop the factory certified cars. Experience the difference on the boulevard next to Sam's Club or online at jackingramselect.com. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection. Factory protection.
Who's ready?
To play?
Let's play a game.
Let's play a game.
Well, we had fun with the food mascot quiz, but finding somebody to play with us at 8:24 has been a bit of a challenge.
A little bit of a challenge here, yeah.
So I'm going to take this and make it easier because we're really kind of tight for time. We've been so busy today on Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
I think you guys can get these questions. I really do.
What is Chuck E. Cheese's full name? We know Chuck.
Or Charles.
Yeah. Very good. Jay just gave you an enormous hint, but you still got to figure out the E.
The E part, yeah.
Chuck E. Cheese's full name. If you can get it to me at 272-9228, you win that Seafood Bistro gift card. But you got to get it right.
Good luck.
Yeah, and if you don't get it right, we have got a bunch of others here.
Yeah, I can't actually tell you because I don't actually know what the middle name is on them.
Let's hit the traffic dungeon. 272-9228. Otherwise, I'm coming back with Lawrence Welk. I hate to do that.
We've got a busy morning going on all over the area. A lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through the interchange. And our usual bunching up across the Alabama River Bridge. 85 southbound into Montgomery. Busy around Chantilly, Taylor, on in past Eastern Boulevard. Boulevard's busy, as well as our feeder roads into Montgomery this morning. Wetumpka Highway, Troy Highway. Buckle up. Be safe. No major problems at the moment. We had an accident earlier, McGee at Governor's Drive. We're hoping they've got that one taken care of by now. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. McKenna Toyota has certified used cars ready for you just in time for summer traveling. It's worth the drive. McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. With Little Chase, Skywatch Traffic.
All right. We have James on the line. James, good morning. How are you?
Great. Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. You ready to give us the answer we need to this question? What is Chuck E. Cheese's full name?
Yeah, let's do it. It's kind of like your show. It's entertainment.
You're a winner.
There you go.
Yes, Charles Entertainment Cheese is the winning answer, and you've won a $20 Seafood Bistro gift card, and thank you for the compliment.
Charles Entertainment Cheese.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you, guys.
Think about all the money somebody made for coming up with that idea.
I know.
Charles Entertainment. And we'll use a rat as our mascot because everybody loves to equate rodents and food.
Well, there's a story behind that.
Oh, there is?
Originally, he ordered a costume for something completely different.
Mm-hmm.
But what showed up was the rat costume.
Oh.
And so he didn't have time or the money to do to replace it, so they just went with it. I want to say it was supposed to be a wolf or something. I can't remember. But yeah, it was a complete mistake.
Did you know, I sound like you, did you know that Hamburger Helper has a mascot?
Yeah, the glove, right?
It's called the Helping Hand.
Okay. I was a little weird going into that, too. Like, what?
Yeah.
It's the glove.
Also known as Lefty. Oh, my goodness, Timmy. At 8:20, time for Hard News, brought to you by Penny Iron Concrete Technologies.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following
the announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcements.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep. Beep, 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 beep.
I am a smiling hawk show toast this morning at 8:28. The Hard News. Going to go with a different story, but right now the thing we need to be focused on, I'm going to use every chance I can to get this information out to you, and that is an enhanced from very early this morning to just moments ago, Rich Thomas, making us aware that the risk level for severe and tornadic weather is up to 3. It's about mid-range. There's parts of the Midwest that are in far more danger than we are, but Rich used the term outbreak today.
Yeah.
When we think outbreak, we think back to April 27th of 2011, it could become that kind of a day, and Alabama is in the higher risk area now. Basically, what that means statistically is a 10 to 14% tornado risk. That may not seem that big unless it's your area that's in the direct path of one of these things. So, again, get the Rich Thomas Weather app on your phone. It's free at the App Store. And make sure that your weather radio is plugged in and working before this weather moves in very late tonight. And those are the worst. Those are the ones I really hate. After dark, in the middle of the night.
Sleeping. Yeah, the warning is such...
I mean, that weird tornado, was a little over a year ago, I think, that we named it after the Brian Watson Park. It did some damage there. Halcyon hit down. It missed my doctor's house and Swami's house by one.
Yeah.
And did damage. And coming through in the middle of the night. So just be weather aware. And especially if there's updates, Rich will be in touch with me this afternoon, I'm sure, during happy hour. Speaking of happy hour, yesterday's happy hour with David Blackman, our tour of the Idiocracy, is now available on video, and you can catch that link on my Facebook page this morning. Half past 8 o'clock, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies is the brand name in concrete pouring, design, and outcome here in the River Region. If somebody says, well, I could do concrete, or it's some company you never heard of, ask to see the receipts, meaning show us examples of your work. they may or not be may or may not be able to do that, but with Penny Aaron, they've got a Facebook page devoted to their incredible outcomes, and they do it all from big things like the Prattville High School Stadium to concrete, stamped concrete patios. They do landscaping with concrete. They can build, if you have a yard that has ridges, and they, it's amazing what they can do. And with Tom Latham, when you meet Tom, when you talk to Tom at 284-9292, you'll absolutely verify what I'm telling you now. This man knows his stuff, and he does not countenance anything of a second-rate nature or in the selection of materials for whatever they're working on. So it should always be considered an investment. Whatever you spend for the concrete project you have in mind, you should get that in an outcome that will grow in value with your home. And with Penny Earn, you'll see for yourself. They take every measure to make that possible. That's 284-9292, or again, Penny Earn Concrete Technologies on Facebook.
If you're new to Medicare, the ins and outs can be complicated. At Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Alabama, our local advisors are here to help answer your questions, and we're here to help you find a Medicare plan that fits your needs. Visit bcbsalmedicare.com or call 1-844-627-5612. Now, Medicare, that's focused on you. Blue Advantage is a PPO with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Blue Advantage PPO depends on contract renewal.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Get pool repairs and renovations right now and have the coolest pool year-round. Call Skipper Pools at 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. 356-0237.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now, a star is born. On April 2nd, 1914, the world welcomed little baby Sir Alec Guinness. When his mom was pushing out the future Obi-Wan Kenobi, she heard a strange voice in her head.
Use the Force, Mom.
Sir Alec Guinness, a star is born.
I am looking for something here. I really don't have a setup for it, but Gen Z. Mm-hmm. A lot of things are changing with Gen Z and traditions that have been passed on from the greatest generation to boomers to millennials and so forth. And you tell me, I'm not going to make a judgment on this, but I would like your opinion.
Okay.
They have found a greater number of them, almost 30%, would much rather have their first date on video. Yes.
Just like a Zoom call or like a FaceTime date or something?
30% of singles between 18 and 27 were asked for their ideal first date. Would include getting together or just chatting on FaceTime or Zoom. 65% chose the virtual option. It's funny, back in the day, and I hate that term, back in the day. But if you were...
You're well seasoned.
If you were arranging a date and you mentioned the word Zoom...
You're so naughty.
It had nothing to do with the camera and a screen.
No, it didn't. You know, I'm kind of okay with that.
Well, let's see.
I'll tell you why.
Yeesh.
There's a lot more anxiety involved in dating at times for people. There has been a steady period in which we were separated, kept apart because of the pandemic and everything else that was going on. So I can kind of see that, hey, why don't we just do this rather than get all of ourselves together, go out to this thing, and then have it not work out, and then hey, why don't we get to know each other on the phone a little bit better, and then move on from there.
You just hit one of the key points. There's three that came out of the study.
I have not even read this, so I don't know.
The first one was it's more efficient for young people. It's not weird at all. Plus, they've been FaceTiming, so they're kind of used to the video aspect.
Then, safer.
Number two, it's cheaper than a real date. You don't have to drive or get an Uber. And if you want to have... Now, this is where it kind of gets me. It's like, well, you can have dinner together if you have DoorDash, bring it. Come on, man.
I'm not on that train. With the exception of if I were to offer to buy her dinner and have it delivered there.
Oh, no.
That would be a little bit of a... like.
I've even brought appliances to cook the dinner with.
Right. You could do it that way, where you're like, hey, I'm going to offer you dinner. We'll DoorDash it to you, whatever the case may be. I also like the safety factor involved there, because especially when you're just meeting someone, I can't speak for women because I don't know what they have to go through in that regard. But I know that going on a date for men is a different thing than it is for women.
Yeah.
For women, they have a whole lot more to think about on that date than men do.
Jay, I know women. Shut up.
That was not in your bio. There was no mention of that in your bio.
How did that slip by ChatGPT? I'd love to know.
I need to go in there and edit it and say, like, he also knows women.
But a lot of that stuff that you say they have to go through is kind of self-inflicted.
I don't believe so. I don't believe it is. When you hear about all the things that I don't know. It's horrible things. I
see this number here.
Yeah.
I know women.
Go. All right, Wilt.
So, what would this video date be like?
Well, first of all, you look great on my screen.
Thank you.
How does the food taste?
Yeah, it's delicious. How's yours?
Some more wine.
Who is that?
Shut up, stupid. He can hear you.
Is someone over there?
No, it's the TV.
Oh, are you doing that now?
No, I hear a guy.
Sorry. Giving a work call. Gotta go.
Well, there's a free sample for you.
It's David.
No, I'm glad we have a call. I'm glad it's David. David, hey, good morning.
You know, there's an old saying concerning dating that women spend their time trying to find one man to meet many needs, while men spend their time trying to find many women to meet one need.
What need would that be, David? I'm curious to know.
It would probably be that.
That's my thinking as well.
Yeah. So, you say that, you know, Rich Thomas says...
Not that,
yeah. But it is sad that our society has come to this with dating, that people would rather video date than actually meet somebody in person. What does that say about our society?
The thing that's really kind of distressing at the end of this, I don't know if I mentioned it or not, they're intimidated face-to-face.
I didn't...
That's a lousy way to go through life.
Yeah, it really is.
In my dating life or whatever that was called, I preferred the online method type of thing rather than I did, because I didn't like going out to places.
No, that's
and meet people. I didn't like
no,
that.
Right, and I my daughter does not want to do that. And I'm
uncomfortable.
Baby,
I'm uncomfortable in crowds like that.
Public large settings.
Yeah, really. I don't go to. That was the thing. You go to bars or clubs and do any of that. I don't do any of that. So.
Yeah.
You know, that way, and so I think in a space for people like that, it's a great way to meet people. And there's a difference there. And we talked about this before. You get to talk to somebody, and I mean, you get to know them on a verbal basis rather than a, you know, the whole
the
judgment basis, I guess. The split second judgment you make upon someone's appearance.
Yeah.
And for me, that was beneficial.
Jay.
You silly sausage.
You know, on a video conference versus in person.
I mean, I get it. I understand what you mean. I really, really do.
And one day, maybe the day will come. How did you guys meet? Was it FaceTime or Zoom or what? You know, there'll be no...
Right. It won't be, you know...
Social interaction. David, thank you for the call, buddy.
How did your parents meet?
My dad... worked at Navy Pier, which has now become like a big tourist thing in Chicago, but then it was still a pier for the Navy doing Navy. He was an electrician.
And your mom was, what did she do? Was she in?
She worked for Marshall Fields.
Okay.
And I think she was 18, 19, something like that when they met. And it was fairly quick.
How did they meet, though? Was he inside Marshall Fields? How did they?
It was at Navy Pier, but I forget exactly how they bumped into each other. That's one of those questions. You know, the problem is, especially if you lose one of your parents.
I know.
Then you think of all these things I wish I had thought to ask.
Because I don't know if they ever told me how they met, but if they ever did, I can't remember how my parents met. I have no idea.
I do remember my mom telling me the story, working at Marshall Fields, how every day they had to walk past this guy who put newspapers on the ground and had one leg.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a hat, and people feeling pity for him would throw change down. And one day he wasn't there. And a day or two later in the newspaper was his obituary.
Yeah.
The man collected so much money in that spot right outside Marshall Fields that he left almost $500,000.
To it, yeah.
To nobody.
Mm.
The story was nobody, who claims this? It was probably all in change, too.
I didn't find out until I was I 17 or 18 at the time? I was 17. I didn't find out until I was 17 that my mother had been married before my father.
Really?
Yeah. And had been pregnant before me. Had a miscarriage.
Oh. Well, I know my mom had a miscarriage before I was born, but it was with my dad. And I know it was a really tough time because it was kind of late. And otherwise, I'd have an older brother named Larry.
I have no idea what the name was set for, even if it was a male or female. I have no idea what that was set to be or how it was set to happen. And of course, I can't ask them any more questions about that, and I hate that. But I didn't find out until I was much older. That was all previous before me, so it didn't really matter. It wasn't something where I felt like I had been lied to in some way.
No. Yeah, you just don't know until you get there. What you should have asked and what you wish you would have asked. And at 8:44, let's get one more update on the forecast from Rich.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way as a cold front approaches, so our string of warm, storm-free days is about to end. Today, though, very warm for April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy, becoming breezy. Then a line of showers and storms ahead of a cold front will move through the state this evening and tonight. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Much cooler tomorrow with a high only in the upper 60s. In fact, we'll be in the upper 60s also on Thursday and Friday, and upper 30s on Thursday and Friday nights. A big change of reality. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota, and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Let me talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, because having an accident obviously is no fun, but when you do have an accident, there's peace of mind in knowing that these folks at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you, and they're going to do it right. I've been a customer of theirs for over 30 years, many different vehicles, including my current vehicle, and when I got it back, it's not only fixed right, but it's also detailed, and that's always an exciting time when they call and tell you that your car is ready to be picked up, because it's going to be just like it came out of the showroom. And they work well with, not only with customers, but they work well with the insurance companies as well. As good as new, maybe better. That is their tagline at Montgomery Paint and Body. So if you need them, give them a call and take it from me. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done right every time. Call them at 27-REC-WITH-A-W. Tell them I sent you. 27-REC-WITH-A-W, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Bypass.
It's April 2nd, the greatest day ever. On the 2nd of April, 1513, Ponce de Leon discovered Florida. He was searching for the Fountain of Youth and may have found it, because in a state full of senior citizens, he sure felt young. Have a great April 2nd, the greatest day ever.
This will be our final traffic.
Well, we continue to be accident-free so far this morning. We're looking at very busy highways all around Montgomery, I-65, I-85. The boulevards are busy, as well as 231 out of Wetumpka. We're still seeing a good bit of traffic headed into Montgomery there this morning, but no major problems anywhere. We're keeping an eye on things. You keep it here, we'll keep you updated. Trenum State will host on-campus registration on April 17th at Patterson, April 18th at Trenum Campus, 8 to 6 both days. Staff will be on hand to assist you. Enroll at Trenum State. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
847. For men, there are two things that affect most of us as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. And it's nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about. In fact, it's something you want to get fixed. That's the only shame, is doing nothing at all. Guys hate going to the doctor. I get it, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys like us, and you'll love the way that this facility is operated, especially when it comes to protecting your privacy. The reality is pills often quit working and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. In fact, a study revealed that men will become more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired. Perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain, loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in sex drive, or maybe you feel like you're walking through life in a fog. Whatever it is, knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. Did you know that as you age, the testosterone and PSA check should be part of your annual men's health routine? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation, so you get the test and the results, and a consultation on how to fix it if there's a problem, for just $99. Montgomery Men's Health has low T treatments that change lives. Men can experience higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, a faster metabolism. In fact, they can help you lose weight at Montgomery Men's Health. You can also notice an increased libido. You can usually book the same day you call. Guys, time to feel amazing and hit your goals for the year. Reach out at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online to montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
The dust cap is a little reminder that you did something stupid.
I've done some dumb things. I'll do dumb things again.
Clap for that, you stupid bastard.
Dunce cap, baby.
Dunce cap, because you failed.
Where's the dunce cap today? And we've got a couple of really good candidates. We're going to start, though, with a thief. And guess what state?
Florida!
Duh, that's right, Florida. Always a winner in this thing. 30-year-old woman in Florida named Amber McCann was caught shoplifting from Wally World last week, and she had no shortage of stories to explain why she was stealing. In a confusing discussion with police, she initially said she was playing a fun game called 21. Where someone grabs as much merchandise from the store as they can, walks out without paying, and tries not to get caught. Isn't that what shoplifting has always been?
That's a game.
It
oh,
is
no, it's
now.
A game called 21. Why is it called 21?
She originally said she dumped the items along with a person ID in a random car, and that's part of the game. Right. But later she said it was a rental car that her boyfriend had.
I don't
know. And he didn't know about her theft because he was too old to play the game. I wouldn't want to. There you go with your Zoom and Gen Z. You know, how'd you like to be out on a date shoplifting together and all of a sudden he's too old?
I hate how people are like, it's just a game or it's just a prank.
Here is this woman being talked to by the police.
We're doing an investigation right now. Apparently somebody walked out with a
car. Put it in a random car?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was me.
Okay. Would you come over by the car with us?
Whose car is it?
I don't know.
Me neither.
So where's all your stuff you took out of the store? And
I just put it in a random car that was open.
In a random car that was open?
Yeah.
For what?
Because y'all were coming and I just ran up to the car and put it out. It's a game that we play. It's called 21. It's basically you go and steal all the deal and you get out without getting caught.
So
I did it one other time than this time, but I got caught this time. So now I got to figure out where my purse and when my merchandise is, because now I gotta give all my merchandise back to Walmart. Well, it's not really a game.
Yeah,
it is a game.
It's theft.
To you, that's theft. It's fun, too. It's really fun. Oh, going to jail.
Where does this mentality come from? Good
no
heavens.
Idea. Well, actually, the only way I can think that this mentality comes from is the, I got busted, so I'm just gonna ride this lie as long as I can.
Wow. Just incredible. Now we have two property morning maroons. One in Hawaii, where somebody built a $500,000 house on the wrong property.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, what do you do? Once the house, it's done.
Yeah.
And nobody, not the landowner or the, nobody figured out, hey, we're.
It's like when they demolished the wrong house.
Which happened in Salt Lake City. That's the other story.
Oh, is it? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to jump.
No. It's what's interesting is this too, a historic building.
Oh God.
An officially designated historic building was demolished on Easter Sunday morning. It's unclear what happened, but there was a plaque on it and no permit issued for its destruction. So I mean, it's not vandal. How do you take an entire building down without construction?
Yeah, my next question is, though, what construction company was working not only on a Sunday, but on Easter Sunday?
Yeah.
I can barely get any kind of business to work on a Sunday.
Yeah, if you want Easter candy, you got to go to a gas station and get it on Easter Sunday.
Yeah, to actually have construction done. But yeah, when they demolish, oh, God.
But we got to give it to the Walmart woman, right?
That whole thing is so dumb, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's earning it easily.
What an imbecile.
Especially since we have audio.
All
right, one final word here as we wrap up this morning. Get ready for Alabama Unfiltered for Brian Jewelry in Prattville. It's been such an honor, and I got to tell you, a thrill to take to Janelle a ring we first bought from Lynn Bryan and her team over a decade ago. But when you buy something from Brian Jewelry, it's a partnership. Free care and cleaning for the lifetime of your purchase. So we brought it back, and because she works with her hands as a graphic designer, got a few dings in the neck, so she asked for her birthday for a new setting. Opal is what she picked out, and it looks fantastic. I was able to bring that ring to her in a beautiful Brian jewelry gift box, and she was quite pleased. And when the women I love are pleased, then I'm pleased. So, and that's just one of many items that she has ordered from the Brian Jewelry website. BrianJewelry.com, great place to shop online and then pick up in the store or go to the store where they have beautiful showcases all ready for you to examine and a staff behind the counter that can guide you to just the right choice in case you're stuck at idea for somebody. Visit their website, BrianJewelry.com. It's very informative, educational, complete with selection. They have a wish list function there. But mostly, remember to sign up for membership because the first time you buy an item worth $200 or more, they'll take $100 off. That's Brian Jewelry, part of the preferred community for over 7 decades, 3 generations. BrianJewelry.com online or at 1778 East Main.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn. Awesome, let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number. And that they should call for an appointment. And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy. Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery. Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time. Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hello, this is Pam with All About the Bounce. We have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for a little over a month now and have seen great results. Thank you, Blue Water, for helping us to bring the bounce to more customers across the river region. Radio advertisement is definitely the best advertisement.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
In case you missed it earlier, older people like my boss, they're drinking more these days for some reason.
Now, a retired drunk is a senior citizen whose liver has spent 5 decades pickling. They get up and mix OJ with a little gin, then take a mid-morning nap. A retired drunk on Social Security stumbles around seeing things all blurrily, and not just because of their cataract surgery. They are just totally smashed. Retired drunk. When they wake up, they start to party.
Used to say,
my advice to you, start drinking heavily.
Not before I get home, and not when I get there, as a matter of fact. Now that you mention it, Jay, great job. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Alabama Unfiltered is next. Joey at noon. I'll see you at 3.